Brilliance Audio presents Superlative, The Biology of Extremes by Matthew D. LaPlante, performed by George Newbern. Introduction. Nature's Best Ambassadors. She was a month old and already heavier than me. But she was faster, too, and more energetic. And when Zuri the elephant bolted from her mother's side, kicking up dust and hay and losing her footing a few times before reaching her tiny trunk toward my camera, I couldn't help but coo with delight. This was exactly what I'd wanted, after all. I had been covering national security issues for a newspaper in Salt Lake City for several years, at the height of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I'd made 3 trips overseas to write about the latter conflict. I had witnessed death, despair, and desolation. And back home, I was swimming in news about fraud, abuse, hopelessness, and ineptitude. There was the rash of suicides at a local military facility. There were the service members, sickened by working at a former Superfund site. And there was military funeral after military funeral after military funeral. I was sad and angry all the time, and I needed to do something about it. Once in a while, I asked my editor, do you think I could write about something happier? Something like what? He asked. Something like baby animals, I replied. Get the hell out of my office, he said. I tried again the next day, and the day after. Eventually, I won him over. So long as I kept up with my existing workload, he agreed, I could cover the local zoo, too. A year later, I found myself face to face with an infant elephant. Hey there, little one, I said, summoning the same lilting voice I used with my own baby daughter. Welcome to the world. Zuri paused and posed for a few seconds. She stretched out her big gray ears and tilted her head, then bolted back to her place beside her mother's sagging gray belly. A few moments later, she was back at it, slipping and somersaulting in the mud and rolling about in the hay. I was smitten. But then, I've always been enamored with elephants. I can still recall my first trip to a zoo, or rather I can recall the elephants. One in particular was an African bull named Smokey, whose enormity was intensified by the tragic smallness of his concrete pen. I stood in awe of him, feeling at once exultant and terrified. How could anything so big be real? I dreamt of him for years to come. I drew pictures of him in my school notebooks. I wrote stories about him in my journal. I'm certainly not the only child to be obsessed by something superlative. Children are naturally enchanted by extreme things. If you doubt this, just try to wrestle a copy of the Guinness Book of World Records from the hands of an elementary school student. I got my first edition of that book in the 2nd grade. I ordered it from the Warwick Elementary School Book Club, read through it in a matter of days, and then went back to the beginning and started again. When my daughter was 8, she spent hours leafing through the version of the book that now sits on my desk. Of course she did. It's endlessly fascinating stuff. Where's the world's oldest rainforest? What insect produces the most painful sting? Which dinosaur had the longest tail? It's all in there, along with a bunch of far less natural records, like that held by a guy named Josef Totling, who in 2015 allowed himself to be lit on fire and dragged 500 meters behind a horse, for the dubious honor of saying no one in the known history of humankind had been pulled farther while ablaze. Why do we do things like this? Why do we even care? Other animals don't even seem to notice when they encounter the biggest, fastest, strongest, or whateverest of this quality or that. But we do. Almost as though it has been hardwired into us. And maybe it was. Cave drawings from around the world depict many of the largest animals our ancient forebears encountered, including mammoths, giraffes, bison, and bears. Our most ancient stories, and many of our newest ones too, are replete with tales of tremendous giants, massive dragons, and colossal sea creatures. From Pengu, the giant horned deity who created the universe in ancient Chinese myths.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?